The Canucks send Eddie Lack to Carolina over the weekend in exchange for a 2015 third-round pick and a 2016 seventh-round pick. And certainly the reaction among Canucks fans was not one that was very happy. We welcome in our good friend John Garrett, the analyst on Canucks hockey on Sportsnet. He joins us on the program right now. John, as always, I appreciate this. I'm curious as to your reaction and kind of the way that you take in all of what happened over the weekend, specifically the Eddie Lack trade.
Well, first, I'd like to say that I can't believe you were more impressed with Chris Pronger sitting down with you rather than Gene Principe.
I know.
Gene Principe.
Gino was the reason why Pronger came and sat down with us. Let's be honest.
One of the legends, Gene Principe.
If it wasn't for him, Pronger wasn't sitting down with us. But, you know, Pronger and Gino go back to their days in Edmonton. So you're right. Gino was the most impressive.
Yes. Well, getting back to the Vancouver thing, and people fail to realize that okay, even though it is a business, players, when they've endeared themselves to an organization, deserve a break and usually get a break. And to me, Eddie Lack, I told him when they signed Ryan Miller last year, he and I had dinner, and he was regretting the fact that he thought he was going to be the number one guy, and they had signed Ryan Miller, and there was new management and all this kind of stuff. And I said, well, Eddie, if you get your chance, you just have to play well enough so you can go someplace else where you get it, where you get the opportunity to be a number one guy. And he was fortunately for Eddie, Ryan got hurt this year, and Eddie played very well in relief and showed other teams, and there was a lot of interest in Eddie, that he could potentially be a number one guy. And the Canucks, I think, did him a favor. And you look at some of the other trades that didn't come to fruition, and the Kessel and Bieksa and all these ones that never came through. With Eddie, it was the Canucks, okay, here's a deal where we can get two draft picks, and we give Eddie an opportunity to go to a place where they have questioned Cam Ward the last 2 years.
Yeah.
At the trade deadline, Cam Ward's name's been kicked around, and it's always been, well, his contract is too big, and no team wanted to take it. And Anton Hudobin, had he not got hurt every year he was there, he might have been the number one guy. So it's an opportunity for Eddie. And as a goaltender, and the old goaltender in me knows that you get to be 27, 28 years old, your time is quickly winding down, where people won't think that you've got the potential to be a number one guy. And Eddie, even though he loved Vancouver and the fans loved him, and there was an online petition here to try and keep Eddie and try and influence the Canuck management to keep him, I think the Canucks did him a favor. With Ryan Miller, his contract and his pedigree, he's going to be the number one guy for at least the next 2 years that he signed for.
Would it have been so bad, though, for the Canucks to go forward with both Lack and Miller in the fold?
Well, okay, you say 2 more years of Eddie Lack being a backup. What good is that going to do him?
Well, I mean, and
you've got Jacob Markstrom, who is almost 3 years younger, 2 years younger and a bit than Eddie, who took his team to the Calder Cup Finals this year, had unbelievable regular season stats in the American League, and who Rolly Melanson in particular really believes is ready to prove that he can be an NHL goaltender. And with Jacob, it's always been, he's been great in the minors and just had that mental problem, a little jumpy when he gets to the NHL.
Right.
Now maybe he'll have the security of saying, well, okay, you're the clear-cut number two guy, and now you just have to prove that you can play, and when you get your chance, you can be like Eddie, play well enough that somebody else will want you.
And I guess for me, I asked the question, not even saying should they have gone forward fully for the next 2 years, but I take a look at some of the other returns that goaltenders got. I mean, Martin Jones was involved in a trade. Robin Lehner was involved in a trade. Cam Talbot was involved in a trade. And you take a look at the returns that those guys got and then take a look at what Lack's return was. Could there have been an argument to be made that maybe waiting a little bit and really trying to maximize the value, or was this the max they were going to get?
I really think that this is probably the max they were going to get. And if you don't make the deal at either the draft or free agency, you aren't going to be able to make that deal, because teams will believe that whoever they have in the organization, and you look at Los Angeles, why did they think they could get rid of Martin Jones? Well, their team won the Calder Cup, and they used two goaltenders in the playoffs, and they think that both those guys could fill in behind Jonathan Quick. But again, that's just like I said, fill in behind Jonathan Quick. And with Edmonton's situation, you look at Cam Talbot going there, he's going to be the number one guy. And I think that's why, and Cam Talbot, I think, probably proved more than Eddie that he could be a number one guy. He's younger. He filled in really nicely when Lundqvist got hurt with that throat problem. And Edmonton is a team that is really in need of a goaltender. And would, if you're Vancouver, you want to trade Eddie in your own division where he have a chance to make some hay against your team. And look at Martin Jones, same thing.
With John Garrett, he is the color voice of the Vancouver Canucks on Sportsnet Television, joining us here on Hockey Central at noon. Tell me about where you are, John, on Ryan Miller. Is he a number one guy still in your eyes?
I think he is. I think he is. And up until he got hurt this year, you look at his record, his one loss, it was very good. And he gave the team that swagger that they didn't have when Roberto Luongo left. And you look around the league, and if teams lose that, Corey Crawford and Jonathan Quick and every team that Henrik Lundqvist, you go around the league, Carey Price, just that attitude that the team has when they believe in their goaltender. And that's why I think that the Jim Benning did a nice job bringing Ryan Miller in, because last year the Canucks went from 83 points to 101 points. They were 1 point behind the Chicago Blackhawks in the regular season. And a lot of it had to do with coming into training camp and not going with Eddie Lack, who had played 40 games in the NHL. You're going with a guy who was a Vezina Trophy winner and who had played almost 500 games in the NHL, and Ryan Miller and all the things that he had done. You just go into the season and you look at Calgary. You look at the Calgary Flames and what they did with their goaltending. They bring in experience. They bring in guys that the whole team can believe in. And why did the Calgary Flames have such a great season? Well, to me, it was you're not counting on Joey McDonald. And as much as I like Joey as a goaltender, it just didn't have the credibility. And you bring in veteran guys who you know that the team will believe in. It makes a difference.
How did Markstrom play into the equation here? And how did, you know, his play in the American Hockey League kind of affect this deal?
I really think that when they got Jacob Markstrom, that his technical game wasn't up to what it was. But you look at when he got drafted, every scout that was out there said that he was the best goaltender not playing in the NHL. Had some problems. I mean, he was a 31st overall, a gigantic goaltender, takes up a lot of the net. And now he's worked with Rolly Melanson for a little more than a year. He's had a great season in the American League, and now he's going to get his chance. And you hate to say in the cap world, he's cheap too. So that always helps when you're paying Ryan Miller what you're paying Ryan Miller. You want to have your backup in that $1 to $2 million range, and that's Jacob Markstrom.
Final thought for you, John, and that's looking forward to what happens on Wednesday. The Canucks were fairly busy at times. I mean, obviously the big signing last year in free agency was Ryan Miller, that three-year deal at $18 million. When free agency opens at noon your time on Wednesday, are you expecting Vancouver to be active? Are you expecting them to target anything specifically?
I think they would like to get a defenseman, but I don't think that they will spend the kind of money to get Cody Franzen or Mike Green. I think they believe that their minor league team, and I know people in Calgary are familiar with Sven Barchi, but he really improved during the playoffs in the American League and put up some points, and they're counting on him to be either a top six forward or at very least a top nine forward, and they like their defense. And the young defenseman that they have in that played in Utica this year, so I don't think they're going to be able to spend the kind of money to get. And you look at the free agency this year, the names aren't as big. And, you know, Michael Frolik up front, it's just not the what the Canucks need, I don't think, right now. I'm sure they could use a defenseman, but I don't think they're going to spend the kind of money they would have to, and especially if there's no Kevin Bieksa deal before then.
Appreciate the time, as always, John. Thank you so much for spending it with us. Have yourself a great week and enjoy free agency, hey?
Okay, thank you. Yes, and thanks for asking.